Welcome back to the Are You The One podcast. We are here for part two of our season two preview. If you missed the last time, we did the girls. This time we are on to the boys. I am here with my co-host, Allie Lasher. Allie, how are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. A long time no talk, Brian.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been maybe been a few days for everyone else. For us, it's probably been about 5 seconds. So we are here doing the guys. I think the girls gave us, like we said at the end of it, I think it'll be it's a good group of girls. I think provide us with a good level of entertainment. And now we're here to see who their perfect matches are going to be.
And one note of business to close out the girls. I did some hard research here, as I'm always working for you guys. I did say that Jenny Nat Miller had a parody Twitter account, but it seems as though she has a separate fan account. So there's MTV Jenny, which says cast of Are You The One Season 2. Here's my Instagram. This one's premiering. And then there's Jenny Nat Miller at MTV Jenny K, who is sexy, single, and ready to mingle, just looking for that special someone on MTV's Are You The One. Check me out, fans and lovers of Jenny K. So when I saw this, I was like, parody account? But the other account follows this account. So take that as you will. I believe she's running two Twitter accounts for herself without the show even having aired. Don't know how to feel.
Well, I guess just maybe she created one and then didn't like the name and didn't realize you could change the name and then just created a whole other account.
I don't know. She tweeted on August 31st from one and September 2nd from another. So
has she tweeted from the other one yet? Or still? Or just tweeting from one?
She tweeted four tweets. This seems, at Jenny Nat Miller, seems like it was her Twitter before the show. She has 800 followers, 3,000 tweets. I think she made another Twitter. Who can say? Both are live. Feel free to follow none of them or all of them. I will. Yeah, I'm going to follow the main one. I like that she follows herself,
though.
I enjoy
that. She wants to build up her follower account.
All right, so we're hitting you with the hard news here.
Yeah. It's always fun seeing these people with, like, 300 followers, 400 followers, and, like, a month from now, they'll have, like, 20,000.
That's actually something, like, I thought of. I don't normally follow people on Twitter, but I will for the podcast. And I was like, ooh, getting the jump on this one while she only has 300 people. While she's still noticing. Like, while they're still noticing who's following them.
Yeah, so if you want to be, if you want to think these people notice you and you send them a tweet, they're definitely going to see your tweet and you send it to them right now with only 800 followers. They're not, there's not many people mentioning Jenny Nat Miller on September 3rd. So feel free to send her a tweet. She'll definitely see it.
They're living for your tweets right now. That's what I can tell from their social media presence.
Oh, everyone is favoriting every little tweet that has anything to do with the show. Good for them. I mean, I would do the same thing if I was on one of these shows. I would go ape shit.
All the things that I'm going to rip on them for are all things that they should be doing tenfold and that I wish I was doing. Not really, but I don't want to be on a show. But if I did want to be on a show, I would do all of this.
Yeah. I like making fun of people on a show rather than being on the show.
Yeah, 100%. I'm just trying to relate to the people. I give them all the credit, and then I stomp on them and their dreams. So,
with that, let's go to the guys. This is only 10 of them, so it won't take as long. I've got plenty of thoughts on them, too. But so let's start with the first one, which is Leighton Jones.
Leighton Jones. First impressions, I wrote, circled big two circles on his eyes and wrote Jeepers Ice Ice Baby. I don't know what the hell that meant, but he has piercing blue eyes, and he looks like he could be the younger brother of Chris Bukowski, who's on Bachelorette, Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise. So look that up. You'll see what I'm talking about. They look very like hauntingly similar, and I'm not a fan of the V-neck chain combo that he's rocking.
Yes.
Purely superficially, mixed feelings. Great blue eyes, not so great V-neck chain.
Yeah, well, this is your time to take the superficial side of it. I did it for you from part one.
So I mean,
it's your time to look shallow.
But yeah, let's get a little deeper. This guy's got layers. He is a Shrek onion parfait.
Well, my biggest issue with him is the over. Obviously, he didn't write this, but. The Miss Right, the Miss Wrong, the Mrs. Jones. It's the cliches with these are just so overwhelming. It's like distracting with some of them. And his is, you know, he's looking for the Miss Right, but he has to go through a lot of Miss Wrongs. I mean, it's like the freaking start of a Sandra Bullock movie.
Now, if he said that, though, I'd have no problem. What it actually says is he's finding that he has to crawl over an even bigger pile of Miss Wrongs to get to her. I do not appreciate that imagery of, like, these bodies. Like, he's crawling over a pile of bodies to get to her. I'm just like, oh. I'm reading way too much into these bios, but if you give me three sentences, I'm going to make it.
We're going to turn it into as if it's a book. So, it's what you give us MTV. Now, for me, my biggest note on him is I think he's the leading contender for the guys that jump over to the challenge at the first chance he gets. I don't. There was some picture of him that he just looks like he has like such a game face on, like he's ready to go. I think there's a chance he only went on this show to eventually go on the challenge, and that's my guess of him. Because in his bio, he's a professional football player. He played in Europe, played in college. So I viewed him as a Zach 2.0. I think he's...
So we're jumping a little bit ahead here. Basically, Brian's going to drop some news about potential crossover from Are You the One to the challenge and them actually taking people from other shows.
Right.
But he'll get into that later. But I don't know that they knew that going into this, because like that never crossed my mind that they would ever take somebody who A, wasn't fresh meat, or B, wasn't on the Real World or Road Rules.
I was always hoping they would, because, you know, again, the challenge started with Real World versus Road Rules, and then obviously Road Rules kind of tailed off, so now it's just Real World people. So I think they were missing that other show to kind of bring people in, and last season I was praying they would do people from Are You the One. We'll get into who they picked and whether it was good choices or not, but I'm glad they're incorporating that. I think if this gets to season 4 or 5, I think they can do a challenge versus Are You the One type thing, and I really am very happy with what they're doing.
No, I'm not against it. I'm just saying, like, his motives for being on this, like, he's in Nashville. Like, he may have been discovered for this show. Like, he may have been, like, a recruit. I don't know how they cast for this, if it's all applicants or recruits or actors or whatever. But, I mean, he's the only guy in this cast photo, like, the group photo with his shirt off, but chain still on. But I don't know. I think he's definitely using this as a stepping stone to do something. He's got a great physique. He's an athlete who I don't know how recently, but is pretty much done with his football career. I mean, he played in Europe and he's back in America. It also seems as though he's some sort of musician. His Facebook fan page, his name is Leighton Jones Big Country. I don't know if that's his name or if that's...
Depending upon what we're rating this podcast, that could mean a whole different thing.
Then he had something misspelled in his own name. I gotta get to the page on this one because I was like, this is a lot. This is too much for me at this time. But it's like, oh, it says in a plug, this is what it was. He misspells his own name in a plug on that fan page. Like, I don't know if he's running it or if he's paying someone 25 cents an hour to run it, but it literally says Leighton Nuns because there's an N instead of a J. And I was like, that's the one thing you need to get right here.
Yeah, you got to get your name right. That's a bad
So place. I don't know if that's like a bad omen for his future, but Big Country, Leighton Nuns. Yeah. Nuns.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned back that maybe he's doing something because his latest Instagram post is him driving to a Toyota commercial audition. So he's already going for it. Good for him.
Yeah. He also has another advertisement, like, I'm going to be here, like, doing events. Like, I think he's, like, already, like, he hasn't been on the show. That's what I don't understand is, yeah, this is it. MTV Leighton Jones - Big Country, one word, capital B, capital C, entertainer. And I don't know if he's a musician, if he just goes by Big Country. But yeah, I don't know why.
Are you on that Instagram post right now?
No, I'm on Facebook.
Okay, because he posted that on Instagram, and he literally tagged 100 people. Actually, no more. If everyone listening to this, go to Leighton's Instagram. It's the...
We'll wait.
It's like the fifth post. It was 4 days ago from today, so that's like August 31st. If you look at this post, he tagged a good 200 people in this post. It's unbelievable. How does he tagged, I think, everyone he follows to like this post. And sadly, it only has 21 likes.
I mean, he's hustling. But I don't understand. These people are trying to capitalize on this, like doing appearances. There's another one who's like, I'm going to be at this gym. Like, the show has not aired yet. Nobody but,
us,
you know,
freaks.
Brian and myself are looking. I was just going to say the freaks and geeks are looking at this. And this is my August 30th. who wants the scoop on what's happening? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Leighton Nuns MTV. Hashtag are you the one? Hashtag AYTO. Hashtag big country.
Yeah, I'm worried that these people might be like social mediaing themselves out. Like they're overdoing it. Like let this kind of suspense build. You know, you got a month to it's going, and then you'll be in the spotlight for like 10 weeks. Let this be like a little bit of a downtime. They're going a little too overboard, I think, with this.
And I gotta say, I don't know if he gained the like just got off a show 15, but this picture of him. And this, his main MTV Leighton Jones Big Country Facebook picture look nothing alike. I don't know how he looks on Instagram, but this, there's a picture of him in these like cowboy jeans, like in between a building, like I don't know, in like an alleyway. And it's not this guy. Like, I don't understand.
Photoshop? Maybe?
He looks like, you know what? I'm not sure. Tweet at me, leave it in the comments. What happened to him?
Tweet us.
What happened to Leighton Jones?
Leighton, tweet us. Let us know what happened to you.
But yeah, so that's, I mean, that's all I got. I don't know what even to say, but I don't know what to make of him. He's one of the people, like, I don't have an opinion. Sometimes I cringe. Sometimes I like him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean towards cringe.
Leaning towards cringe. That's where you're at, Leighton. Okay.
Okay. I'm, like, jumping over the pages to get to Moosty.
Is that what we're going with? Is that how we're pronouncing it? Moostis? Do you pronounce the S in the end?
Oh, that's my nickname, Moosty.
Moosty?
I don't know how he pronounces it, but I've nicknamed some of these people if the mood struck me.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I was going to say, like, Moostis, Moustis, Moostis. I don't know. Moosty.
We'll go
John,
Moosty.
John. First name, John.
Sorry, so jumping at the bit, we'll give us your thoughts. John Moosty.
Okay, so key things to know about him. He's 22 years old. I didn't like this. Soon to graduate from law school. There are some times where they arbitrarily, like it seems to be arbitrarily, didn't say what school they attend. And then sometimes they said a recent graduate of San Diego University. I forget. They said on the crazy one's bio, they said the school she went to. And him, they're just like a law school. Did a little digging. He goes to, I think it's like the University of Illinois College of Law, something like that.
Shout out to the University of Illinois College of Law.
I think so. Class of 2016, which is amazing because this is what he did over the summer, building that resume for law school.
Wait a minute. It's class of 2016. That means he's just starting. So how is he soon to graduate?
He just finished his first year. It's only 3 years. I don't know.
That's not really soon to graduate.
I don't think they want to say, like, killing time after his first year.
They should just say in law school.
My first reaction as a law hopeful, law school hopeful, is I literally wrote down, and this was stream of consciousness, run as far away from the show as you can, Moosty. On second thought, the odds of finding love on the show are probably better than finding lucrative job placement in law right now. So my first inclination is like, why the hell, if you want to be a lawyer, you're on the show? And my second thought is, well, he's probably got a better chance of being famous from this than he does at getting a job in the current legal climate. Sorry, everyone. Womp womp.
It's really funny you said that because one of my notes is literally verbatim. Nothing says big-time lawyer like having a reality show dating game on your resume.
And then my favorite part is he's funny, charming, and clearly going places in life. Like, that was not so clear to me. Like, just based on his presence on the show. But I do love him. I mean, this is the one thing I did not talk to Brian, or he did not talk to me about his opinions, but I did take a picture of one of my comments and send it to him, which is me writing in big letters with an arrow just from his entire bio. I wrote, I can't with this, but looking at his social media presence, I wrote, after stalking, I actually love him.
Now, I also, again, I stalked all these people, but with him on his Instagram, it was very interesting. Before law student and MTV personality, did you see what it says for his description on his Instagram profile?
I actually didn't look at Instagram in my stalking.
It is cover band artist.
I am obsessed with him.
I was very interested in that. I could not find anything else on the Instagram. I want to know, does he play, like, who else is in his band? What does he cover? What type of music does he cover? And why is that first above law student and MTV personality? So does he view that as a better career path? Is he trying to use this to maybe parlay his band? That was my number one note, and I just hoping you saw that, but you didn't, okay. And I wanted to see if you did anything on it.
I saw some other things where, first of all, there's this obvious, his Facebook has a picture. First of all, he is maybe, I'm surprised that his Instagram, I mean, his says all of that stuff, because his Facebook is pretty barren compared to everyone else in terms of self-promotion and are you the one promoting. I mean, I love this. He wrote down, I wrote it. He like put like one link to it and wrote, if you've ever wanted to see me, to watch me embarrass myself on a national stage, this is your chance. Like, I think he's got like a good sense of humor about it. Like, he's not trying to part. I mean, listen, I'm sure he, everyone's trying to parlay this into like being famous, but it doesn't seem like he's desperate to make this his life. He's got like a really hilarious picture of all of him and what I assume is his law school class in suits, and his mouth is just like dropped open in the middle, like a head back. I thought it was hilarious. And I looked at his LinkedIn.
Wow, LinkedIn reference. Look at that. Look how deep we
anyone
go.
Anyone who had, not anyone, after him, I was like, I got to see if Ari the one, actually, no. Later, I looked up someone because I was like, I need more information on what his job is. And then I was like, let me look up Moosty on LinkedIn. And it is not, Are You the One is nowhere to be found on his LinkedIn. This cover band shenanigans is nowhere to be found on his LinkedIn. It is all like serious like legal internships and like jobs. So I don't know what he's doing.
How did he find his way on this show?
I don't know if he's got, if there's like another Moosty at MTV who's like, you gotta do this for me, bro. Or, I mean, he also looks like, and I know, I want, you're in front of a computer, Google Roberto from The Bachelorette. And Jay from The Real World, who I know you don't have to Google. This is their love child.
All right, Roberto from The Bachelorette.
Yes. Show me plus Jay equals John Moses. If you don't agree with me, it's you're wrong. So
I guess I'm wrong.
Wow. All right.
I think he's more towards the Jay side of it.
Look at that butt chin and those 10 features.
I guess.
No, all right. Get out of here with that. I thought I killed it.
Maybe I'm in the minority.
Probably not. Between us, you're in the half.
So the only other thing from his bio that I had to point out was that they brought the 90s back by saying that he needs to slow his roll and foster a meaningful relationship. I don't think I've heard the phrase slow your roll since I was like 8 years old.
I think maybe that's an homage to his cover band. Maybe he is in like a 90s cover band.
Maybe he's a 90s cover band. Crack the code.
Nailed it.
I'm going with it. I'm dropping the mic. Let's move on.
Okay.
Tyler Pratt.
I'm going to need you to go with me on this. Have you seen The Sandlot?
Have I seen The Sandlot?
All right. Perfect. So my first thought at looking at him is he's so squinty. I drew big glasses on him and wrote squints. And then that's what I did, just purely looking at him. I mean, this guy is like clearly a buff guy, wearing a tank top, scruff, sleeves optional, scruff mandatory. His hair isn't like a tidal wave of gel.
Yeah, that's how I would put it, a tidal wave.
And he's like a good looking guy. And then I write squints and draw glasses on him and have a great time. And then I read his bio. First three words, a former nerd, and then who only recently blossomed. I was like, this is perfect. This is squints. Where's Wendy Pfeffercorn? Like, this is like 100% squints now. Like, squints at 23 years old. Here he is. He recently blossomed. And we're serving him up to you on Are You the One Too?
So while you were talking, I happened to Google squints to see what he looks like now. He does not look anything like that, unfortunately. That would have been unbelievable. But he does not. Although squints is probably a lot older than Tyler is.
Wait. I'll look this up later because that's going to take me some time. Yeah. I just think I just got a little crazy. So if you haven't seen The Sandlot, I'm sorry, but
if you haven't seen The Sandlot, pause this podcast, go find The Sandlot, put it in your computer, your DVD player, go buy it on iTunes, whatever you have to do, and enjoy a masterpiece of 95 to 100 minutes of comedy.
The Sandlot is not sponsoring this podcast. Yeah. This is out of our hearts.
Make sure you don't do The Sandlot 2, by the way. Just don't go for sequels. The first one, and enjoy.
So, a former nerd who only recently blossomed, Pratt has wasted no time putting his newfound confidence to work, drawing in women left and right by pretending to drown. Like, I wrote this, like, that's squints. Like, this is squints.
When you read that, I literally did a double take on a to see if you actually said that. But that's pretty funny.
But my favorite part, moving off the Squints thing for now, but I'm going to call him Squints the whole time. So my favorite part is, but no matter what positive qualities a girl brings to the table, Pratt always manages to find a fatal flaw. Will he find a girl that is flawless, or can he learn to overcome his hypocrisy and accept her faults? Sick burn, MTV.
Yeah, wow, that is certainly not like that Jasmine's profile, saying you're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
So basically they're saying he's like full of flaws, former nerd, piece of crap, and he aims too high. I don't know why I agree with that. I'm a fan of Squints. I like his little tidal wave.
Squints was the best character in that movie.
No. You have to let go of Squints in the movie. Focus on Squints.
I mean, I'm calling him Squints. I'm not even kidding. I drew glasses on him, so.
Yes. We will promise to tweet out our matching photos of Squints with glasses.
So the only I wasn't as high on Squints as you, mainly because on his Instagram page, there were just way too many posts about him, like, saying, oh, I work out, I'm the greatest thing ever. So I'm not the biggest Squints fan, but now that he's Squints, I'm a big fan of him.
I'm only basing this on Squints. Like, I created this whole, like, I don't even care that MTV called him a hypocrite and laid the sick burn on him, but.
If he calls someone an L7 weenie, I'll absolutely lose it, and that would be the greatest thing ever.
And basically, he's the one I was talking about that on Facebook. He has some post about, like, I'm going to be at this gym, like, and the poster says nothing about him being there. Like, that's my favorite. It's literally just, like, I'm going to be there. They're not advertising this because I'm not really a celebrity yet.
Yeah, no, he could show up, and no one will know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is where I get my intel on who wrote these bios. So at this point, and this is no intel, I think he was, like, actually, like, third or fourth in, like, the people they, like, in the order I looked at these or something, like, very early on. And I was still considering that, like, they wrote these bios themselves. And so he wrote on Facebook and posted his own bio and wrote, well, here's how MTV described me, pretty spot on. So now we didn't really need confirmation that MTV wrote these. At the time, I thought that was a hot tip. But I want to, like, this was definitely a summer intern's job. And if you worked at Viacom for MTV and wrote this, please contact me.
Honestly, I'll lay out the money. We'll pay you to come on.
I will pay you nothing. But Brian makes big bucks.
I'll give you $20 to come on. Because I need to know how deeply you research these people to give them these bios, and I need to know who. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Whoever wrote the shot glass, the porcelain teacup. That's the person I want on. That's who I need on, and that's who I need to become best friends with for life.
So. I want to know who compiled this crap. I want to know and befriend them, and I will use a voice changer or something if you need anonymity here, if you sign some disclosure thing. Like, let's work it out. We'll do what we need to do. So that's Squints.
Challenge
He's accepted. 23. He's from Florida.
Squints. All right. Next is my favorite guy on the.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say I don't even want to dignify his existence with saying his name.
Wow. All right. Big first disagreement. This is Mr. Brandon Tindall. I'm not a big fan of the last name. It's too much like Tinder, so that'd be kind of weird. But I'm a big fan of Brandon. Why do you not like
him? Are you kidding me?
I do like him.
Oh, my God. This isn't going to work. Where's Rob? This isn't going to work.
It's actually funny you mention that because one of my notes on here is either a fan favorite or everyone's going to hate him.
I wrote Orlando Bloom's mousy looking cousin.
That's so mean. It's so perfect. I love it.
I mean, okay, go ahead. You say first what you like about him. Before I poison the audience.
I just going through his Twitter bio and his posts and stuff of that, he just seems like the type of person that I would hang out with on an everyday life. He just seems like a cool guy. He plays poker. He's into football. I just like him. I don't know. He does his numerous prank videos, which I could not find anywhere. I tried to. I like that it's in his bio video, but I couldn't find them. I like Brandon.
Okay.
I like him.
Okay. Maybe I'll eat my words, okay, at the end of the season, the first episode or whatever. But first of all, he lives in Las Vegas. Nothing against that. Okay. Just to give background, he's 25 and lives in Las Vegas. The bio opens with, despite his serious job in cancer research.
That's another thing I love about it.
Hold on. I was horrified. I was like, what kind of level of serious, like, is he a researcher? Is he, okay, this is what brought me to LinkedIn. I needed to know more about his job. He's a data coordinator. So, okay. So I guess, I don't know if that's like an office like job or if he like is like prepping to be a researcher by like processing the data that they've, I don't know, but it's not like he's at the forefront of science. So that like relieved me a little bit because every step below from that part of the bio just plummets downward where MTV just like poops all over him. He's all about having fun as evidenced by his numerous prank videos and desire to play professional poker. Help. What is he doing in cancer research when he's a prankster and he's really in Vegas to play professional poker?
I mean, I don't think he's the one, like, pouring the things into the test tubes to try to find.
No. He's the data coordinator. Yeah. So whatever that means, if it's processing, I mean, maybe it's numbers and that's, like, a strong skill for poker.
Yeah, I think
poker.
He's probably, a statistician type guy.
But, listen, when they didn't tell us, I'm telling you that part of it. That wasn't in the bio. It wasn't, like, despite his job as a data coordinator. It's despite his serious job in cancer research. Okay, so that had me on red alert. And then he wants to find a girl who wants to get whatever is fun, but not every grown woman wants a boyfriend who acts like a 12-year-old. Boom.
That's good. No, I'm not looking for MTV, a boyfriend.
No. MTV drops the hammer on him. Calls this 25-year-old male one of the oldest guys there, like the oldest, like tied for the oldest, at 25, so just appears 24, but is older than the actual age range they want. Calls him a 12-year-old. Can he grow up enough to sustain a relationship but keep his sense of fun? So if MTV's in a position to poop on him, I was like, all right, let me check this out. His LinkedIn, first thing,
oh,
are you the one? Okay, perfect. And then the piece de resistance is his Twitter bio. Again, I'm going to curse for effect.
I saw this too. I wrote this and
whoa,
it's fantastic.
Care less, period. Fuck more, period. I wreck.
No, but did you notice the big thing in that quote?
That the fuck was a V,
yes,
instead of U?
It was.
That's not the big thing.
That's a
the
big thing.
Big thing, big picture. This is not my Twitter bio. This would not be your Twitter bio.
Of course not.
Does this sound like the Twitter bio of a man who has a serious job in cancer research?
No, but I don't think it is a serious job. So I'm gonna take that with a grain of salt.
Listen, if he's coordinating data for life saving research, I'm gonna call that a serious job.
I guess. I don't know.
This guy makes me shiver.
He's the type of guy though I would like to just hang out with and not deal with. You know, I'm looking at it from a different point of view. I'm looking for a friend. He could be a fun guy. If I went to Vegas, I feel like we'd have fun together.
He reminds me of Adam.
Yes, I liked Adam.
I liked Adam more than I liked this guy, but I get the same vibe. Like, I don't know. I think he's going to have some trouble. Similar to, I mean, Adam walked away empty-handed.
He did?
That's my prediction for Brandon Tindall.
Although I'll say he was with a perfect match with Chandler, and Chandler was my favorite, so maybe that says a lot about me.
Yeah, and guess who didn't like Adam? Shanda the Panda.
No, I think she liked Adam.
Yeah, as a friend.
Yeah.
He didn't leave with her.
That's true. But I'm not saying I'm like Adam. I'm saying I would be friends with Adam.
Not even the expert matchmaking that's ever been seen, the most expert matchmaking that's ever been seen, could help Adam. No, I'm just kidding. Adam, I'm sure, is a great guy.
To be fair,
guy.
I think in one season of this show, they've already had more marriages than all of the seasons of, like, The Bachelor.
Well, hopefully. Well, more word on that, the baby coming.
Any more on the very controversial Brandon?
I can't even look at him anymore. Right. He's face down on my desk.
Let's go down. This is going to be one name I'm absolutely going to butcher. It is Nathan.
Siebes.
Oh, we'll just end it at Siebes?
That's his Facebook is ending at Siebes.
Nathan Siebes. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the rest.
Sieben Mark.
All right, sure. We'll go with that. Nathan Siebes. Love his Twitter name. Primetime Siebes.
I wrote that down. I was like, Primetime Alex Stein reference. 99 Siebes.
However, are you a Shark Tank fan?
I've seen Shark Tank.
Okay, because his Instagram, he calls himself Mr. Wonderful. And there is only one Mr. Wonderful in my life, and that is from Shark Tank. So
even I know that's been taken.
So that's already been copyrighted, Nathan, so go find another nickname. Go back to primetime.
He has both ears pierced, and very prominent ears. So not really a good look for someone with such prominent ears to hang diamonds off them, but go you, Nate.
Yes, but despite his rocker style, he's not the bad boy his look suggests.
Thank you for pointing this out.
Anything I can do to help.
This was so frustrating that they say, and this is so not worth talking about on the podcast, but despite his rocker style, I can't read. No, but despite his rocker style and that he's not a bad boy, he always goes after the hottest girl in the room. Like, that's bad boy material. Like, I don't understand. They're not doing anything to prove that he's not a bad boy like they claim. Right. So we shall see.
Unless their idea of bad boy is like someone who beats people and takes drugs or something like that. I don't know. Maybe. No.
And anything is possible. I just question. Again, he usually succeeds. Well, then what are you doing on the show? If you can get the hottest girl in the room, stay home.
Yeah, so they found really the 21 best single people in America. Anyone they've ever wanted to be with, they've gotten with. But now they just get bored and they moved on. That's basically what every one of these people have. No one has ever failed to like meet people they want. So good for all these people.
Yeah, he's pretty, just to give a physical description, he's pretty tatted up, wearing a tank top, tan, pretty cute. The earrings, I can't look past the earrings. He's only 21.
He looks 21, and, so.
Yeah, he does. He looks really young. My favorite thing ever is, I'm trying to find it because I didn't write it down because I'm an idiot, but either he tweeted or someone tweeted and tagged him at Ariana Grande. Hey, we were on MTV.
I like the boldness. Good try, Nathan.
You know what? I'm going to guess that he's still single right now. Prediction. Uh-oh. Spoiler.
Poor Nathan's match.
But I just think, I just found that hilarious. Like, he's trying to leverage his appearance on MTV. Hey,
Before he's even on MTV.
Yeah. I found that hilarious. So mixed feelings on him. I think he probably has a good sense of humor.
I think he'll be funny. I think he'll be a solid contributor.
Okay.
Next.
I looked at this guy and wrote, like, this is the first guy I almost like. This is before I went back to Moosties. But,
Garland Brown.
And then, literally, shortest bio and least information I can find on anyone.
There's nothing here. Other than the fact that they, for the first time, again, going back to the 90s, they used the term dog to describe someone.
Okay. And this is the worst use of the word despite ever in a bio. Like, I think they just literally had no information on him that they just, like, made errors to fill the space. Like, despite his history, the sentence reads, despite his history of being a dog to women, Garland is struggling to move beyond his instincts and reinvent himself as relationship material. I believe they meant to say, because he's a dog to women, he's struggling to move
past
it.
Yeah, I don't think any of these people were English majors.
But I was an English major. I was just like, oh, despite being a dog to women, like, he's actually a sweet guy. Like, I was right. And then it's like, despite being a dog, he's a piece of crap. Like, it's just like,
and then, of
what?
Course, they had to drop the cliche per person, which is old habits die hard. An oldie but a goodie.
I wrote, this offers no information. And the only thing interesting about him is that his Twitter handle is @modelboys. BOI, too.
And his Instagram is newface21, so he's very creative with his names.
I mean, I think he's clearly trying to be a model, but I wish there was more social media presence.
Well, literally
Garland,
the first word in his Instagram profile is model. MTV represents.
Show me the pictures, because I haven't seen them. I couldn't find them.
Newface21, look him up. I have nothing else on Garland's, other than the fact that I keep calling him Garfield in my head.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Next.
I'm over him. He's frustrating me because the bio gave me
no
information.
There's nothing here.
Maybe they made the bios based on their social media presence and they couldn't find anything else.
That'd be an interesting move. That's why we gotta get the people who wrote these on here. Come on, $20. Let's go.
I actually really like this next guy and we have a mutual friend on Facebook, so feeling connected.
All right, well, he's the one whose job occupation really intrigued me the most. This is Alex Phillips, and this is verbatim. Ready? Trading beekeeping for stand-up comedy.
You had.
I don't think I've ever said that phrase before in my entire life.
I mean, you had me in beekeeping. Like, I just want to know more about this guy. I think
if I ever met him in a hallway, I would ask him 20 questions on beekeeping.
He's a super intriguing looking guy. Like, he's a good looking guy. He's got crazy hair. Like, it's like kind of like an afro, but also kind of like maybe he's growing dreads. I'm not sure. Like, it's still in pieces. He looks just like relaxed, wearing some band jewelry. And he's a stand-up comedian. So I think a lot of people are going to want to talk to him and get to know him. He looks like an intriguing guy, except for the fact that, and listen, if this is his father's initials, grandfather's initials, you know, we've gotten into who people are named after. With all due respect, I believe these are his own initials on his arm.
A-M-P. Yeah.
Alex Phillips. I need to know more there, but if these are his own initials on his arm,
that is a little weird.
I'm interested.
That's a weird M, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a big M. It's like a wide M.
Hopefully, we'll get one of the girls like drunkenly like tracing the tattoo and be like, "Tell me about your tattoo."
So, let's take guesses. What do you think his middle name is?
It's an M. Millard.
Millard. I think Malcolm.
Mo.
Oh, dude, more? This is like a draft.
But what about Michael? Actually, Alex Phillips. Alex Michael Phillips. I'm gonna say Michael.
Michael. Should have named this kid Philip. Could have been like the American Idol guy.
There's still hope.
Yes. Yeah. I still can't get over the beekeeping, though. I don't, like, dude, that had to be a family business, right? His dad must have been a beekeeper, because that's the only way I can imagine him getting into
it. I actually do know somebody who did, like, urban beekeeping, who had, like, a beehive on their roof in Chicago, but that's a story for another time. Shout out to them.
Shout out to old beekeepers, because that is one job that they'd be getting paid with a lot of zeros.
It's super trendy right now.
Really? That's the new thing, beekeeping?
You know what? If it's trendy, I don't know about it, to be honest. I'm just making it up.
Would you rather be in a conversation with a beekeeper or someone doing cancer research?
Oh, my God. I can't even think of this. This is important, but just yet again, he has no problem getting girls. That's a quote from the bio. I don't know. I like this guy. I'm interested in him.
No, I like
he's
him
at the
too.
Top of my
gonna
list.
He's going to be pretty funny. I think he's going to be good.
All right.
Curtis Hadzicki.
This guy reminds me of the guy who played Jesse's brother on Saved by the Bell. It's Jesse's stepbrother.
This is probably going to ruin any type of...
Oh, my God. Don't even say it. Let's just move on. Leave it on.
Okay. Oh, so I'll move on, because I actually have a big question mark. He wrote, this is, quote, "Now that he's grown into his looks and found a passion for making art and building furniture, I need more on that." What is that, like, an appealing trait for a guy that he makes art and builds furniture? That seems like what led to his, like, growth to being, like, an attractive guy, is that he now makes art and builds furniture.
He is an art student, or was an art student. He's 24, so I don't know if he's still in school or if he graduated. So there's the making art part. That could be, you know, mysterious and artsy and creative. The building furniture, all I could think of, and I'm sure I'm not going to get you on this one if you didn't get Saved by the Bell. I cannot believe that's...
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll recover. Is that... if I knew this during the challenge, I would have never agreed to do this podcast. No, building furniture reminds me of one of Carrie's boyfriends, Aiden, who was fan favorite, built furniture, and they made that, like, a really sexy, like, wood shop thing. I didn't know that I bought it, but maybe that's a draw. Maybe Sex and the City planted the seeds in this generation.
Interesting. Now, I do have one gigantic red flag with Curtis. If you were to go to McDonald's, what would be your go-to meal?
See, now this is maybe my Saved by the Bell admission that I don't eat at McDonald's. I'm a fry. I can eat the fries.
Okay, that's a much better answer than what Curtis has, because his go-to meal at McDonald's is the Filet-O-Fish. I cannot even imagine being, I'm hungry, I need to go to McDonald's, I need a Filet-O-Fish. Like, I think this guy, there's a chance he's like a psychopath, because that's the only explanation I can have. Like, how is he literally Instagrammed it saying, "My weekend has officially started, Filet-O-Fish Friday." What is? I think he may have mental problems. That's my only rationale. It's the only thing I got.
I'm trying to find that commercial. Wait, I found. Hold on.
This is live, everyone.
What if it were you hanging up on this wall?
Okay, I'm sorry, I went rogue. Sorry, not the best produced podcast. We'll leave that to Rob. That's all I could think about. That's all I know about that item. But yeah, no, he also kind of reminds me of Ryan from last season.
Yes, he does.
So
he does look like bleh. Him. Hopefully Ryan is at least a regular guy and we'll go after like the Big Mac or the McChicken or something like that.
We'll have to tweet at Ryan and find out his preferences.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to G.I. Joe.
Anthony Bartolotti? Bart.
I have a couple issues with him.
Okay.
I mean, he's a very good-looking guy, like, very square jaw, G.I. Joe haircut, like, you know. Okay. Currently completing his victory lap at a suburban Illinois college. First of all, again, which one? Like, I went to suburban Illinois college, like, so I looked it up. He goes to Eastern Illinois University. So the bio won't tell you, but we will tell you where these people are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We do the digging.
Currently completing his victory lap. He wants to get in touch with his more grown-up side. Automatically, if you're calling your fifth year at college a victory lap, you have no grown-up side.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Like, no problem. Fifth year, like, taking more time, whatever, getting more degrees. But if you're calling it a victory lap, like, frat star, frat party life, like, this is not a grown-up conversation we're having. Which is why I'm glad he's on Are You the One. I don't
hit this, the grown-up. He's made for this show.
No, I hope he Peter Pans it, never grows up, and continues his victory lap forever.
Yeah, I wrote down he's the new Adam. I think he even looks like Adam.
I just like him more. He kind of looks like Ethan.
He does actually look like Ethan.
But nothing like Ethan, actually, in personality. But
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks-wise, yes, but probably personality. But yeah, I have him. I don't remember who I said, but Jasmine or whatever, who was like the least likely to be in a relationship when this is over. I have Anthony as the least likely guy to be in a relationship when this is over.
I mean, they're really trying to sell it in this bio that he wants to find a girl he can take home to mom, blah, blah, blah. No one believes him. All of his pictures that he's posted from the thing are just, like, girls on him, like, cuddling. Like, not in, like, a spoiler, like, we're making out way, but, like, in a, like, oh, girls, this is my life. I love my life. Like, you know, he's clearly enjoying this. He's going to go back to college. I don't think he's looking to get wifed up anytime soon.
No.
But I do think he's more attractive than Adam, so he might have better luck with more of the people he actually wants to be with and not just keep nailing the girl who wants to be with him.
Yeah, I think one pair we can cross off is Anthony and Brianna. I don't think Anthony's looking to settle down.
Oh my god, I think that would be an amazing pair because I bet she would just like jump on him and then be like, okay, we're married now. And he'd be like, what? I thought you were going to say Ashley, Lauren Ashley, the virgin.
Oh, that would be even better.
So, more on that later.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
So we are on our last guy, who probably was the forgotten guy at MTV because he was at the bottom of the page mixed in with all the girls. That is Dario Medrano. I love the little fun fact. His first line is one half of a pair of fraternal twins. I'm not sure why that matters, but I like that they threw it in there.
My first reaction was, what is the point if he's not on the show? Like, I got really excited. So it was like one half of a pair of fraternal twins, and I was like, yes, until I realized he was the last person. And I was like, wait. His twin isn't on the show.
Like, and isn't fraternal the one where you're just basically just brothers born at the same time, like you don't look alike?
Yeah, as opposed to identical.
Well.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like they probably just look alike. Actually, I think I saw a picture of him and his twin on Facebook. If it was his twin, they do look similar.
I mean, they probably just look like brothers.
Right, which would make it awesome for them to be on the show together because it wouldn't be like as gross as if they were identical, like twin girls, and then everyone would be like, twins. But I think it would be interesting to have, like, two dudes who know each other, like, as, you know, twins. But so he's, you know, aspiring to be a professional athlete. He
shout out to him.
Plays baseball at University of Rhode Island. He's 21 years old. I don't think this is a good picture of him. I think his Facebook pictures are better. So if anybody really wants to creep. But he, like, it almost looks like they took this picture last minute, too.
Maybe he was like a replacement for a guy. Maybe a guy had to back out.
Someone got medevaced.
Maybe someone got medevaced. Maybe the Challenge Rescue Crew had to go get them.
All right, so yeah, actually on Big Brother a few weeks ago or this week, or I don't even know what day it is in Big Brother, but somebody
was stopped
and they had to bring a Big Brother medic in, and I was like, I wonder if this is like the Challenge off season. Medical doctors are on Big Brother.
You never know. Maybe they are.
But yeah, not too much. I don't know. I think I gave up.
The only other thing I had for him is that, of course, they had to add the line of, can he hit a curveball or whatever? It's another one of those stupid cliches.
Yeah, add it to his roster. Blah,
yeah, blah, blah, blah. All those. Other than that, though, I think he'll be solid. I don't think he'll be anything that special, but
I could see him finding a relationship.
I can see him too. I can see him finding love.
Because we're actually a team of experts.
Of course. We designed the great scientific method that we use to
the greatest ever seen.
Greatest ever. So that's all 10. That is now all 21 of the members of Are You the One Season 2.
Are You the One 2.
Are You the One 2.
So going over that with you, I'm excited. Now this is the first time I've actually started thinking about them together with each other. Because, I was looking at a very individual basis, and now I'm kind of seeing them merge. I want to give you a dig, marry, kill.
All right, fire away.
All right, so
I'll need to find their pictures, so I don't have all their mental images in my head yet.
I'm spreading out. Let's see. Who do I want to pick? All right, so let's do Alexandria, Kim, Jersey Poof, Cray Cray, Psycho Killer. Just kidding. Seems like a great girl. We'll give you Lauren Ashley Hall. And Jenny Nat Miller. So to recap for anyone who doesn't have these pictures, Jenny Nat Miller is the shot of whiskey in a porcelain teacup girl. Lauren Ashley Hall is the wants to be a cheer coach virgin. And Alexandra Kim is the one who has jealousy and control issues, and the Jersey Poof. Whoop, whoop.
This is very tough, actually.
I nailed it.
Yeah, this is actually a really good one, because I feel like you have to kill Ashley, because otherwise she won't leave you alone.
Ashley?
So, I think so. I'm not ready to, marry her right now, and that's the only option I would have unless I kill her.
What?
Because if I ding, she's going to follow me around for the rest of my life like a little puppy dog. So I'm going...
I like how you're making that assumption based on the bio, when Alexandra's bio literally says that you'll be under constant scrutiny, suspicion,
and control. But here's my rationale. I think if we had an understanding that this would just be a ding, we would be able to go our separate ways. So I will ding Alexandra, and I'll marry Jenny.
All right, mark that down as a prediction, because I'm sure someone's going to ding her on the show, and she's going to be crazy. So Brian thinks they can have an arrangement. I think it ain't going to fly.
I just needed to marry the shot of whiskey in a porcelain teacup. So.
And you know what? You're allowed to. It's your right.
All right, now let me give you one. Let's see. I got to flip through them. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Let's do Leighton. And not just because he was the first one on my sheet.
I was going to say, that wasn't easy.
Let's do Curtis, Mr. Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, I didn't even remember Curtis. Whoops.
Yeah. And Siebes, Nathan.
Oh, this is a terrible one.
Why is it terrible?
Because you didn't give me any good ones that I said I liked. Okay.
I was going to give you Brandon, but that would be an easy kill, so I couldn't do that.
Okay. I would...
Wait, you didn't give me Ellie.
Yeah, well, whatever. Okay. So, let's see. I'm looking at the earrings, man. I'm killing it. I would kill Curtis.
Hey, this was a good one.
I would kill Curtis. I would probably ding Layton and marry Siebes. Because he I like his smile. He seems funny. He's going to be, I think he's going to be fun.
Okay.
This season. Prediction. So.
I'm in the Siebes. Siebes is good.
So we'll see. What if in that Ding, Marry, Kill, I threw in hashtag the 11th girl?
So I would marry the 11th girl.
And does that mean, no, but you have to replace one of your people and then that person also gets killed. You don't get to reshift. That person gets sent home.
Oh, then I'll get rid of Alexandria.
But you killed her, didn't you? Oh, no.
No, I dinked her because we had the arrangement.
And then, so maybe that's what's going to happen, is that Jenny's going to find a guy who really likes her, and then the 11th girl is going to come in, and she's going to get moved to the back. And instead of being married, she's just going to get dinged.
Let's go with that.
All right. So, if Brian's interest level is anything like the men on the show, then the 11th girl is going to cause some real problems for people.
I think so, too. But speaking of the 11th girl, let's go with the assumption that Christina is half the pairing of Someone's Perfect Match. Who do you think is the other half?
So we should note really quick about spoilers. So Brian and I are completely unspoiled. We didn't watch any of the videos, like the preview videos. You can definitely watch them on MTV.com. We didn't look at any of the pictures of really them from the show. So we don't know who's hooked up. We don't know who's together. We're not looking at any of the previews. And MTV, during season one, I have no idea why, released some of the perfect matches before they were found out to, like, build interest. Like, we're not going to look at those either. So these predictions are literally meaningless, if you couldn't already tell.
Yeah, we are remaining completely pure throughout this season, not wanting to find anything. So please don't send us anything. We greatly appreciate it, because we want to just kind of watch it for what it is and not be tampered with.
So let's see. If I'm going to say who is Christina's other, like, see, I'm trying to think if they would do it as, like, they're both, like, their physical type. So I want to pick someone who's physically and sort of emotionally like her. Or if they don't want it to be completely visually obvious. Like, Shelby's a contender for me as, like, somebody who's like it. But I don't know if that's just because they're both, like, cute blondes and crop tops.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost see... let me see. Maybe Paris?
I think Paris and Alexandria are the two atop my list.
But I think Alexandria is too crazy for Christina's, like, I'm a hippie, but I have a dash of bad girl. Maybe she's also whiskey in a teacup. Maybe it's Jenny.
Maybe it could be Jenny. This is actually really tough.
No, now I'm just saying it could be anyone. it literally could be anyone. I mean, I think... I don't know that we have enough information. I really hope they don't tell us who the other girl is. Like, I almost wish they would have not even given us this much information, but I really hope they don't eventually reveal who the other one
is. And I really hope Christina's not definitely one half of it. I think that it would make it a lot more interesting, but I think she's going to be, which sucks.
So, maybe next year, MTV, you'll listen to Brian's suggestions.
Wah, wah, wah. So, other than that, do you have any initial feelings about any of these people that could be matches or you think will be matches? Based purely on their picture and three-sentence bio.
Well, why don't you lay yours on me, because I know you've considered this.
I somewhat considered it, but not fully. I think Siebes... I had a couple with Siebes. I think Siebes could either be with Shelby. I kind of like that. I kind of saw them two together. I think that was one of the first ones that kind of stuck out.
I think...
trying to think who else.
I'm thinking maybe Paris and Dario. They have that, like, athlete connection.
Yeah, that was my other, I knew I had someone with Dario. I couldn't think, yeah.
They look good together. If this was a good picture of Paris, they would look good together.
Yeah.
I think that's my pick. That's my initial pick.
I could see Curtis and Guise being together just because they're both so crazy.
What about Curtis is crazy? The filet of fish.
The filet of fish. I cannot get over that. There is no way someone's like, that's what you have when McDonald's is like at closing and they threw out all the other stuff and like, oh my God, I just need food. Give me the filet of fish.
If Tyler and Curtis are a match based on that one comment, I will give you all the credit in the world. I'm thinking maybe, what about Jenny and Leighton?
Yeah.
Based on, you know, I think the whiskey and the porcelain teacup, I don't know. I think she's from Minnesota, but that to me was like a Southern vibe. I don't know. He's in Nashville right now.
Mm-hmm. If we're going based on last year, maybe Anthony and Ellie, because they could be Adam and Shanley 2.0.
Or not. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Oh, believe me, none of these are going to be right.
All
right,
so who's my pick for my pick? Who's my John Moosty's pick?
All right, let's find a match for Moosty. I just saw him. I just flipped through into the Tyler Pratt thing again. I had the glasses on him, and I almost started laughing.
Squints?
Yeah, squints.
I think Moosty could be matched with Brianna because they could have incorrectly thought, like, oh, he's in law school. He's going places. Like, he's going to be ready to settle down. And that would be, like, a horrible, horrible match.
I think I could see that. Or I could see him being with Jasmine. As the complete package.
Oh, I could see them with. I could also see her with him out with Alexandria.
Yeah.
So
basically, we could see everyone with.
I was just gonna say, we have no predictions, and even I'm just noticing now that they took these pictures pretty much all in front of the same blue door.
Oh wow! The same, yeah, the plant. I see the plant on top left corner. It's every picture.
So we've really, I think we've gotten down to the nitty gritty of these people. Everything you could possibly know, we found out. Just kidding, but we found out some important stuff, and I'm looking forward to this season. I think you should lay the news on these cats.
Yeah, so I've been talking about this for a little bit, but now let's get down to it. So they are currently filming the new season of The Challenge, and some of the cast has started to leak. And the word is that four of the members from Are You the One Season 1 are going to be on this season of The Challenge, as it appears, again, to be, like we mentioned when we wrapped up last season, is going to be Battle of the Exes 2. So it's only fitting that they would bring a couple of the people from Are You the One on. And the two pairs that are supposedly going to be on are Adam and Brittany, and Simone and John Jacobs.
So, for anyone who like didn't watch last season, I think these are great choices. I think these were two of like pretty fiery, clear exes. Like these are people who were clearly exes during the show or after, right after the show, and not necessarily people who like ended together as perfect matches right. and then left and broke up. I like that. I like that we already saw them act as exes, basically. So Brittany and Adam, basically hooked up like the first night or the second night, and Adam was like a player. I want to meet new people. I want to get with other people. And Brittany was like, Adam's my match. I'm crazy. And basically everyone was like, he's not your match. He explained to her several times, harshly and kind of nicely sometimes, that he wasn't interested. She kept pursuing it, like would laugh like a crazy person. She was not his match. And so they're going to be a buttload of drama. I think like at the end, she was like over it, although he claims like she contacted his parents.
Yeah, she was never over it. She said she was over it, but I don't think she was ever over it.
So, can't wait to see them. And then, do you want to explain Simone and John Jacobs?
Or? Simone and John, that was more of a mutual thing. I think they both thought they could be perfect matches. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think they went into the truth booth together, right? And where it was revealed that they weren't a perfect match?
I want to say that he was already over it, kind of. But yeah, they definitely went into the truth.
They went into
the,
and he then, was unsure. So he or she was still kind of more into him, and then he started to back away, and she got jealous when he started to look out for other people, and she kind of went a little crazy. I think that's kind of the gist of those two, right?
Yeah, she went crazy, but then they were kind of came back together at the end and were just like close friends. Like,
yeah.
She kind of had this protective, like, ex-girlfriend but friend, like, thing over him with his, like, new girls that he was meeting. She ended up not, she got matched with somebody who was already into someone else, but apparently, you know, they hung out a little bit at the end. Anyway, basically the things to know is that Simone is an absolute like firecracker, like pops off at any moment and like gets in people's faces, got in multiple people's faces for no reason, except for my pure entertainment on the first season. And John Jacobs is a complete nerdy goofball who wears like a Mr. Miyagi karate outfit sometimes, like dresses crazy and is just like a general weirdo, but he's very funny. So they were like a crazy pair. And I'm looking forward to seeing them next. I think Brittany and Adam have a much better chance at being competitors. I think John and Simone are going to be a complete disaster. So like the one episode they're on is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I think they'll be gone. One of the first two episodes they'll be gone. I was trying to think of like challenge comps for these people, and Simone I see is kind of like a Jasmine.
Oh, totally.
I see her as like Jasmine. Adam, I think he could become like a Kenny. I could see him being kind of Kenny-ish.
I don't think he has the personality.
I think he's more made for the challenge than for Are You the One. I think Are You the One was just like his like precursor to being on camera. I think when he's on the challenge, I think he's really gonna shine. And Brittany, I could see as being like the new Robin.
I think Adam's
like absolutely batshit crazy girl.
I think Adam's more Dunbar, where he's like the muscle, but he is just kind of flat.
I can see that. I guess I'm giving Adam more credit. I think he's probably closer to access. He's probably closer to Dunbar.
No, but we'll see. I mean, he could turn into a major presence if like the veterans let him stick around. What do you think of? I mean, you touched on it earlier about the choice of them moving Are You the One in generally in favor. Any concerns? having Are You the One people on.
The only concerns I have were just selections. I think we've seen these same people on the challenge year in and year out, which is great, but at some point, you know, the Jasmines and, you know, John A, like, they get tiresome. Like, we've seen everything we're going to see from them, so I like the injection of the fresh meat. I like that. That's why I liked when they did the Real World Explosion, because it was, I have 11 people to choose from. I think the challenges need some fresh people, and it'll be fine. And I think with Are You the One, I think you just got to make the right selections, and it would be good. And I wish they went a different way rather than John Jacobs and Simone. I wish Scally was on the challenge. I think he'd be fantastic. Obviously, I wanted Chandler to be on. But I think the Brittany and Adam combo will make up for it.
I think Simone's going to just, like, cause – the brief time she's there is going to be fireworks. So I think I'm excited for her. I don't really know Scally's current situation with JC, because I know that they were, like, trying to make it work at the reunion, rumors that he was cheating on her, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the combo would have been Scally and Paige. I think if they put those two together, that would have been
okay.
Fantastic.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they definitely could have gone a lot of different ways. I don't know that I like the idea of four people being thrust in as newbies, and I know that there will be people from the Real World Explosion, but they'll be newbies too, so it'll be interesting to see if, like, they pair up as, like, rookies and align together, or if being on the Real World is a bigger bond than being new or being old. That will be interesting for, like, 5 seconds just to see which, like, how things happen. I would just prefer, like, a fresh, totally fresh meat challenge than I'm a big fan of the fresh meat challenges. Then, like, okay, we're going to now make Are You the One a part of it? Like, the challenge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think if they were going to do it, I kind of either wish they waited a few seasons and just went full board and just did the challenge versus Are You the One. Or as much as I hated Battle of the Seasons, if they just did Battle of the Seasons and made a team of Are You the One, I think that might have been a better way to do it.
Yeah, or just for some provide some reason for them to have alliances. So, like, even if it was, like, a vets versus rookies, and it was, like, Real World Explosion, First Time Challenge people, and Are You the One people, and at least they have a team, so they have, like, some cushion. But, like, right now, like, I don't know the format. Like, we'll find out. But I think they're very easily picked off as you weren't even on our show.
Yeah, I think they'll probably, if we have the veterans and the rookies, I think then below the rookies would probably be the Are You the One people. But I don't know, maybe they became friends with them before the show, and maybe they'll bond. You never know what bonds these people. So
I'm interested.
But that is still many, many, many months away. That probably won't be coming out to, like, January or February of 2015. So a long time away for that.
I'm not rushing away Are You the One too.
I am not.
I love Are You the One.
I'm much more excited for Are You the One than I am for the Real World. So maybe Are You the One. Real World will be in Chicago this year. If anyone didn't hear that, that's where the season Real World is going to be. So there's one other piece of news.
So yeah, I think is that. Are we?
I think that's it, right? We're now on the hour of part two. So this is a good over 2 hour month early coverage of Are You the One. I think we hit everything we possibly could.
Yeah, and this was our first ever cast preview, cast assessment, because we're finally starting a show from episode one, so we get some preseason action.
Yes, we started the challenge, like, in episode 10 last year, so it's nice to jump in before everything's already decided.
Better late than never.
Absolutely. So, everyone digest this. We might be back before the season starts if they have that season one baby shower reunion. Otherwise, we will see you after the premiere, where all of our preconceived notions will be tossed out the window when we see these people actually speak and behave like humans.
I'm sticking with Moosty.
And I'm sticking with Ellie. Okay, she does. And I am definitely not sticking with Mr. Flailfish. And I am sticking with Miss Gweese.
I think you put Curtis on the map with the Filet-O-Fish, because I did not remember him before. Anyway, I think we can spare them our plugs, because if you've made it through the full cast assessment, then you definitely heard the ladies. Hit us up. You know where to find us.
If you made it this far and you tweet us hashtag Gweese, I'll give you a follow and a nice little shout out. If you want to learn more about the Gweese, I should just become their marketing person. Go to theofficialgweese.com. I guarantee you'll have a very fun 15 to 20 minutes of just just drifting away just, in the Marvels.
To be clear, in our little break between the two podcasts, Brian went back to Gweese and we were talking about it. And it's not just, he's not telling you to go to the official Gweese.com. It's literally theofficialgweese.com.
And, you know, just when you realize there is no Gweese.com, so they really wanted to put the hammer down on the official Gweese.com. And just go there. You'll enjoy yourself.
I think Bring the Hammer Down was our unofficial phrase of the night, because I said it about 16 times.
So tweet us, Gweese, Bring the Hammer Down, and we'll both follow you.
Just tweet us.
If you made it this far, God bless you. At Lash Tweets, at Bus Drivers Are Out, robhaswebsite.com. Come back. October 6th is the premiere. 10/9 Central,
guys, on TV. I wanted to spare you the plugs, but Brian didn't want to spare you the plugs.
I always have the plug. I'm a big plug guy.
Team audience.
Hashtag team audience.
Brian is against you.
speak to you all in a month. We'll look forward to it.
Bye. Later.